first, Revan thought the distant explosions were an unusual side effect of some new drug combination his captors were trying on him. But when the alarms started blaring, his addled mind realized the facility was under attack.
"Mitra,"
he mumbled. He struggled to his feet, battling the mind-numbing effects of the chemicals coursing through his veins. Had his mind been able to focus, he could have purged them from his system. But of course, the entire point of the drugs was to keep him from drawing on the Force. A few seconds later, he heard someone outside the door of his cell. When the door opened, he expected to see Scourge, but instead he found himself faced with an unfamiliar guard. The young man was a dark-skinned human. He was holding a blaster out at arm's length, pointing it at Revan. His hand was visibly trembling. From outside, another voice shouted,
"Hurry! Do it!"
Even in Revan's clouded state, the situation was obvious. In the wake of the attack, someone had ordered them to kill the prisoner.
"Squeeze the trigger and it will be the last action you ever take," Revan warned.
"Come on!" the other voice said. "Just do it! What's the problem?"
"Shut up!"
the young man shouted to his hidden companion.
"You were too scared to even open the cell!"
Their fear was completely understandable. Since his incarceration, Revan had been held under strict quarantine. Nobody had been given access to his cell without Scourge being present, and even then, the Sith had mostly come to see him alone. No doubt it had been drilled into the guards' heads over and over how powerful and dangerous the prisoner was. They'd been warned against having any dealings with him whatsoever. His mysterious reputation built up over years of speculation and rumors among his jailers.
"Set the weapon down if you want to live," Revan told the young man.
Through the veil of drugs, he strained to reach out with the Force, amplifying the other's fear and confusion.
"No!"
his friend shouted above the piercing alarms, still staying hidden around the corner.
"He'll kill us!"
"I promise to spare you," Revan said. "I give you my word as a Jedi."
"See? See?"
the man with the gun squealed.
"I told you he was a Jedi!"
"Nyriss has sent you on a suicide mission," Revan told them.
"How do you know who we work for?"
the man barked, the pitch of his voice rising.
"The Force shows me many things."
Another explosion from above, this one much closer, caused the guard to nearly drop his weapon. He fumbled it briefly before seizing it with both hands and quickly bringing it up again to point at Revan. Revan briefly contemplated making a grab for the blaster, but the drug slowed him physically as much as mentally. Instead, he remained still and calm.
"This is bad,"
the young man said, squeezing the blaster's handle so hard that his knuckles were becoming discolored.
"This is bad."
"Just walk away from all this," Revan told them. "It's your only real chance of survival."
"We can't walk away,"
the guard moaned.
"The doors upstairs won't open. We're locked in."
"Just shoot him,"
his friend shouted.
"He can't hurt you. If he was gonna stop you, he would have done it by now."
There were several seconds of silence, punctuated by the alarms and another series of explosions in rapid succession.
"Nyriss will kill us if she finds us down here with you still alive,"
the man with the blaster said, his voice almost apologetic.
"Nyriss is already dead,"
Revan said, trying a different tactic as he tried to apply even more pressure through the Force.
"Do you hear the explosions? The alarms? My friends are coming to liberate me. You say you're trapped in here. What do you think my friends will do if they find you standing over my corpse?"
"He's got a point,"
the unseen speaker said reluctantly.
"Listen to all those bombs going off. This isn't just some quick hit-and-run attack."
"Surrender to me, and I will guarantee your safety,"
Revan said.
"I give you my word as a Jedi."
The young man's head turned quickly back and forth, from Revan to his friend outside the cell, and then back to Revan again. Then he dropped the blaster as if it were on fire. Revan calmly stepped out of the cell and got his first look at the other guard. another human male, perhaps a few years older than the first. Both guards were frozen with fear, watching his every move intently. Each time the alarm whooped overhead, they flinched.
"I will not harm you,"
Revan assured them. Both men seemed to relax a little, and Revan tried to project calm, soothing waves through the force to further ease their minds.
"Sit down over there against the wall until my friends arrive," he suggested. "You don't want them to mistake you for a threat."
Seeing the wisdom of his words, both men scrambled to follow his instructions.